Tonight with Dave Skozin. Weeknights at 6, ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland.
I understand we've only won 4 games in the last 2 years and only won 1 last year, so we're very realistic about where we are. We're going to be patient. We're going to do it right. We're going to build through the draft, not take shortcuts, and try to produce a team that will consistently win games. And as we've said many times, haven't done yet, but said many times, provide the fans of Northeast Ohio the kind of team they deserve in the Cleveland Browns.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com.
Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry.
A new month and a new beginning for your Cleveland Browns as we turn the page to October and a Sunday meeting against the New York Jets along the lakefront. Good evening, friends. Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry. It is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show all across the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Gerard, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well, Kenneth. How are you?
I told you before the show, you're looking svelte. I don't know what you've done, but you look fantastic.
Well, thank you very much, Ken.
It's just the truth about things. You're looking fantastic. We're hoping that the Browns are going to look fantastic on Sunday. But first, we go to four downs.
First down.
Well, an ugly day Sunday. Where do you think things went wrong, bud?
Went wrong when we were not able to capitalize on the turnover. That was a fork in the road, watershed moment for the football team, in my opinion. That's where you saw just a situation where guys were frustrated and they let those frustrations get them to the point to where they stopped playing with the necessary effort and went to what I call professional effort mode. And when you're in professional effort mode, that means you do your job, but there's a difference between doing your job and doing your job.
Yeah, and Hugh Jackson was pretty blunt about that in the post game about the performance that happened on Sunday, because obviously it was unacceptable to the coaching staff and unacceptable to themselves, and they treated it as such and trying to turn the page onward to the New York Jets, which are coming up on Sunday, which brings us to the quarter pole of the football season and second down.
Second down.
The state of the Browns through the first quarter of the season. First, Gerard, give me the state of the offense.
Right now, the state of the offense is that it's struggling. And why is it struggling? Because you haven't been able to find a balance between the pass and the running game. You want to run, but because of penalties, because of getting behind in games and turnovers or whatnot, you find yourself in a situation where you're forced to pass. And when a defense knows what you're going to do, especially in the National Football League, good luck having success with that. And also, you're still trying to break in a rookie who just got through the first quarter of a football season. So all those things, along with the inexperience with the wide receivers and the offensive line trying to gel, have been a recipe for struggling.
Yeah, honestly, just looking at the offense, there's no way you can really sugarcoat it. I know that a couple of things are trying to grow. David Njoku has come on, and come on earlier, thank goodness, because he was one of the guys that we thought was going to be a little bit longer to take advantage of and to hope that he was going to develop for you. And things have been different this time. He's played pretty well throughout the first four football games of the season. And we've been hearing a whole lot about Deshaun Kizer. Maybe he just deserves his own category here because, of course, we're trying to win some football games, grow as a football team, but obviously we're trying to develop a young quarterback. Gerard, let me ask you about this. What have you thought about his maturation and his development throughout this season so far? Only a month in.
I give it a B-, and the reason why I give it a B- is, in my opinion, one, you beat my expectations. I did not expect you to see the football field for the entirety of the season, let alone be the opening day starter. Yes, you've had your mistakes. With accuracy, there's been an issue. But the thing that I walk away from all these games saying is that, yes, you made some mistakes in critical situations, but your play was not so poor that was the reason why we lost. So with that in mind, I felt for a rookie, he has put the team in position to come back in certain situations and win some games.
Well,
that has not happened, obviously.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, because there's going to be shared responsibility about it between him and the receivers. Let's put what's on him, and let me see if I can just run it by you with your eyes. One, it's taken too long to make decisions for the young man. Two, trying to get rid of the football, and he did do that better. If there was anything to highlight, he did do that better against Cincinnati, trying to get rid of the football. Some of the things, though, that I've picked up from some of the fans about DeShone Kizer, and yes, people want it to happen as soon as it possibly can. We've been looking for a guy since 1999. People lose patience over that. This is what comes with the territory of being a starting quarterback and possibly what people want to be a franchise quarterback with the Cleveland Browns. But some of the things that I've heard, well, he's throwing the ball too hard. Intermediate routes underneath, maybe I'll give you, but for wide receivers, I'm not going to hear about throwing the ball too hard. If it's too hot to handle, then let somebody else handle the football if that's the case. I cannot hear he's throwing the ball too hard. We reminisce, we wax poetically about some of the heaters that Dan Marino used to throw in practice. Let's not be kidding ourselves about this.
Or John Elway, for that matter.
Yes, so, absolutely.
And to say that a receiver is getting the ball thrown too hard his way, not going to stand if it's a situation where you're literally 5 yards away and a guy's throwing full strength, that makes no sense.
And he missed a couple times. You remember Duke had to hop up and get a couple.
That's the case. But that was an issue of it being thrown too hard. That's just an issue of inaccuracy, and we've talked about that. But the other part of it, too, though, Ken, is this. If there's a situation where the wide receiver is turning out and you're throwing the ball inside or vice versa, then, yes, that's a problem. You need to get on the same page. But I'm not going to use that as an excuse either. You are a wide receiver in the National Football League. God gave you hands for this job, and he gave you a skill set. Please utilize it.
I'll tell you what. I think Ben McAdoo said it in his own press conference after the Giants fell to 0-4. That's the whole job description, catch the ball. You got to be able to catch that ball. I want to ask you what you thought of his nerves throughout the first four games of the season.
Very impressed.
Okay, because I wanted to run it by you. What what have you seen? You say you're impressed.
Because I look at the situation where, okay, you come off of a loose loss. You play against the Pittsburgh Steelers to open the season. No way throughout those moments did I ever get a sense and feel that the moments were too big for him. Now, has he made mistakes? Yes, he has, and that's going to occur. But when you watch his body language, and I'm studying that all the time, I never get the sense that he feels like things are too big. They may be moving too fast for him right now at this stage of his career because he's a young, inexperienced player. But far as actually being in the moment and not shying away from it, that's what you want to see. Someone who's willing to take command, own up to certain things, and embrace the challenge. That I do get. That's why I'm encouraged. Now, I've seen guys in the past who don't fit that description where you could tell the moment was too big and they were questioning whether or not they belonged in it. I don't get that sense with him.
Well, the nerves thing is where I will compare him to other quarterbacks who have played for the Cleveland Browns. I know that that's not the best bar to set. I mean, quite frankly, let's just be serious about that. I know that's not the best bar to set, but Gerard, I have not picked up, and I've disagreed with some of the fellow members of some of the media here that I've not seen him be nervous back there. I've seen him take off and maybe tuck the ball at times where maybe he shouldn't. I know that there was a play earlier that Brian Baldinger of NFL Network had highlighted when he was looking at some of the tape, and he had broken down where early in the ball game against Cincinnati, he had avoided a blitz. And some people will say, well, Joel missed the block. Yeah, Joel missed the block, but he avoided a blitz, and instead of keeping his eyes up and looking downfield and finding Randall Telfer wide open, he took it himself and gained some yards, but he did put himself in harm's way, and he could have had a big gainer because Randall Telfer was standing by himself. Those things are going to take time. He's going to have to keep his head up. He's going to have to continue to look downfield for a play because there will be times, and I think he's trying to find the balance right now, Gerard, of knowing when to say uncle and throwing the ball away and knowing that, hey, there's a possibility of a play here. It's just recognizing that quicker and quicker. But I think his nerves have been fine. That is not one of the things that I look at and I say that this is a problem with him where he looks scared or skittish out there.
Yeah, that's a very salient point, Ken, in that the key to being a successful quarterback is how are you in the pocket? Are you erratic when things go collapsing on her, or do you maintain your composure? You're cool, calm, and collected. And one of the things since preseason that we have seen is that he doesn't get nervous or scared when pressure and things start to break down. And that's a positive trait to have. Obviously, holding on the ball too long can be remedied through time and experience. And that's what you saw last week to a degree that, hey, he wasn't taking those same sacks he was taking 2 to 3 weeks prior.
Well, let's look at the other side of the football, and let's look at third down.
Third down.
All right, defense, what have you thought of it? Give me the state of the defense so far.
State of the defense has been solid for the most part. I believe what's going on with the defense right now is more of a psychological issue more so than anything. What I mean by that is that the defense is letting the frustrations of the offense struggling impact how they approach the game. Because the first two games, I thought they did very well. When you consider what happened against Pittsburgh, even though you lost, I thought you competed at a high level. And when you look at the Ravens, when you consider they had 5 turnovers that they were working with, and you only scored 24 points, that spoke volumes. Now, going into the Colts game, I believe the defense started believing that they were better than what they actually were. And in that situation, they rested on their laurels and got embarrassed because of that. And the next week, you respond. How do you respond? Come out, get a turnover, things are going well, but then the offense lets you down. And what do? You go into a hole, and you can't do that. So the defense has to realize at this stage and at this juncture in Deshaun Kizer's maturation, as we talk about it, the onus is going to be on the defense to be the shoulders in which everyone in this organization leans on. And they can't not have a game in which after the first quarter when disappointment kicks in that they don't play to the level that they need to play at.
Well, that's what made Cincinnati such a downer, because you're going to win. If you're going to win any games this year, you're not where you need to be yet. Myles Garrett hopefully is on his way back, and I'm not going to give away what we can sell for fourth down yet, but you're not where you need to be yet to win games consistently. So if you're going to win games, you're going to have to do it with a little bit of luck. I understand that. But you're going to have to do that with some heart and some effort. And you're going to have to make some teams quit. So if you're going to win some games, you better make some teams quit on that defensive end while the offense gets their deals sorted out. I'm agreeing with you on Baltimore. I am not agreeing with you in the first half against Indianapolis. Well, I agree with you because I thought that they smelled themselves a little bit and got caught up on against Indianapolis. That might have been a game that they were expecting things to go differently in the defensive end. And Cincinnati was just an unsatisfactory effort. So you're going to have to get back to basics. You will have, hopefully, some help coming up on Sunday, which will change the dynamic. And hopefully in coverage, it might change the dynamic of Jabril Peppers. But things are going to be very difficult very, very quickly if you continue to give that type of effort, because you're only getting into the month of October. It just simply has to get better. I want to know from you the state of the coaching staff as well, friend.
Right now, guys are on the same page, and you heard Coach Williams say today, is he getting upset with Hugh throwing the ball? No, he's not, because he understands that right now the offense is struggling. If you're behind 14 points in a game, your quick remedy to get back in the game has to be passing as opposed to running, because you are working with the clock issues with that in mind. So as long as they stay on the same page with understanding what's going on, and it's not a situation where Hugh's just passing for the sake of passing as an offensive coordinator, then I don't think they have any issues. So right now I'd say things are okay.
Let's bring it to fourth down.
Fourth down.
All right, get us ready for the Jets on Sunday, Gerard. What do you think about the Jets bringing to town a 2-2 record? A bit of a surprise. They've won two in a row.
Yeah, because you know what they're doing? They're beating expectations. They're not settling on the idea that everyone told them that they were the worst team in the National Football League. They've gone out there on several occasions to prove otherwise, and that's what you have to have. You spoke on it earlier. You have to be in a situation where your effort has to be superb. It just can't be out there. Okay, I'm playing football. It has to be I'm out here playing football.
Yeah.
If you don't give that type of energy and effort, you're going to lose football games. And what you're getting from the Jets is a football team that has people giving them low expectations. And what's taking place is they're making teams quit or making teams realize that they're going to be in a battle for five quarters, which was what took place last week. Right. And at the end of the day, they won because they wanted it more.
They pounded out the Dolphins 2 weeks ago, and they won in overtime against Jacksonville.
Yes.
Where Paul
Posluszny,
maybe an underrated veteran, a good solid veteran during his career, had a very big bonehead move there in overtime to put the Jets in a great position to kick a field goal and win that game in overtime. Yeah, a team that's not a lot of expected of. They will make mistakes. You got a veteran quarterback coming to town, and Josh McCown, a guy who will put himself in harm's way.
Yes, he will.
We've seen that before, and will hold on to that football a little bit too long, which will give you an opportunity for Myles Garrett. He said he's coming back. He practiced today. It looks like everything is going to be, dare I say, good to go, where we'll turn the keys together and Myles Garrett will play on Sunday against the New York Jets.
Yeah, and with that, we hope that what we see is the ability to get to the quarterback without relying on pressures in order to do that, because if that does occur, that changes so many things of what you can do from a schematic standpoint on defense. Now, obviously, what can you do? You can put more guys in coverage, because if the passing defense is struggling, what do you need to add? More guys that can defend in that area. So hopefully with the influx of that talent of Myles Garrett brings to the table, you'll get that pass rush, you'll get those pressures, and you'll get more turnovers because he can impact the game on that level.
I think it's going to be very, very good. It'll be good for the secondary. It'll be good for the front seven, which has been better than what we thought. They haven't been getting creased on the ground like we thought they were in the years before.
Mm-hmm.
So there has been a couple of bright things, but you need to get a win. You need to give a win to give yourself an argument. You need to give a win to give yourself some confidence. You need to get a win to center everybody and give yourself a leaping off point, because at 0-4 you haven't won, so there's no base yet. There's no springboard of anything.
No, there's a bunch of doubt in what is going on and misgivings. That's what takes place when you're 0-4, because you start questioning your existence. You start questioning your being. And think about it, you're coming off a 1-15 situation. Now, what you accomplished in preseason kind of helps buffer it to let you know that, hey, I am capable of winning on some levels. But obviously, preseason doesn't count. But when you're in this state, and I've been close to it before, I understand what goes through your mind. And what goes through your mind is, what are we doing? And you start questioning, second-guessing yourself. And that's the worst thing you can do in this situation. You have to just go out there and remember, energy and effort can eventually get the job done.
How does a brand new car sound right before the holidays? Well, visit Jack Racino every Friday and Saturday in October, and you can drive off into the sunset in a Lincoln MKX during Jack's $2 million Wheel and Deal. Guests may win up to $10,000 on a Saturday, October 28th. The grand prize winner could turn that $10,000 case into a brand new car over at Jack Casino. Well, we got Ricardo Lewis coming up here in a little bit, but coming up next, the Browns Executive VP of Football Operations, Sashi Brown, talked with the media today. We'll go over some of those comments as he spoke during the practice session with the Cleveland Browns earlier this afternoon. Another game week, week five along the Lake Shores as the Cleveland Browns host the New York Jets coming up on Sunday. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
How do we win? That's all I'm interested in, man. That's all I think about. How do we get this organization to where it needs to be? These men right here, all you guys here, you guys are just the guys for the job.
Cleveland Browns single game tickets on sale now. ClevelandBrowns.com.
It's why we stand in a frozen Muni lot 6 hours before kickoff. It's why we go to every game generation after generation. It's why we cherish memories of a team steeped in history and look ahead with an endless supply of optimism. It's why our University Hospitals sports medicine experts keep athletes from peewee to pro performing at their highest level. We do it for our team, for our city, for Browns football. To learn more, visit uhsports.org.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Hey, Mom, is the moon really made of cheese?
Well, according to some people, it is.
Are light switches magic?
In their own little way, yes.
Did they have dishwashers when you were little?
How old do you think I am?
Kids can ask some really tough questions. And at First Energy, we get a lot of tough questions, too.
Can I really hire pros to improve my home and have the payments put on my energy bill?
You sure can. Because no matter the question, our answer always starts with you. Learn more at youfirstenergy.com.
Believe Land is a term that comes from dedication, support, and togetherness. Through thick and thin, we support our teams and our city that we call home.
On game day and every day, Elk and Elk strives to earn the trust of our injured clients and provide support to those who need it most. We're proud to serve a region where nothing is given, but everything is earned.
We believe in Cleveland. Let us earn your trust. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
How do we win? That's all I'm interested in, man. That's all I think about. How do we get this organization to where it needs to be? These men right here, all you guys here, you guys are just the guys for the job.
Cleveland Browns single game tickets on sale now. ClevelandBrowns.com.
We're proud to serve a region where nothing is given, but everything is earned.
We believe in Cleveland. Let us earn your trust. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
How do we win? That's all I'm interested in, man. That's all I think about. How do we get this organization to where it needs to be? These men right here, all you guys here, you guys are just the guys for the job.
Cleveland Browns single game tickets on sale now. ClevelandBrowns.com. This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry.
Hey, you want to see the Browns take on the Chargers? Well, on December 3rd, Allstate is sending two lucky fans to L.A. to see the game. Tanner, find a participating Allstate agent at clevelandbrowns.com/Allstate. No quota purchase necessary. See website for official rules. It ends November 9th, 2017. Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry and Sashi Brown, the Executive Vice President of Football Operations, talked to the media today during the Browns training session while they were getting ready for the New York Jets. And we were asking him why it was a good move for Sashi to talk today. Gerard, do you think that it was a good move for Sashi to be talking to the media today? It is only week four. It seemed a little bit early to some.
Well, it is early, and obviously you don't want to send out the message that you're starting to panic. But at the same time, if you have the opportunity to quell and die down the storm and let everyone know that, hey, we are on the same page and we are directionally correct, and if you want to get that message out there, then more power to you to do just that.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of people asking some questions because of where the football team is and where it might be headed, and it was probably a good idea to come out. Any time that a general manager can really come out and talk to the media, it's probably a good idea, whether it be week one or week four or week 17, obviously. It's always a good idea for them to come out and talk to the media. He did reiterate that he and Hugh are on the same page. This is something that I find understandable. Of course, we have had histories here in the past about this, where things didn't go as planned last year. They're not going as planned this year. You have a guy who does have to think long-term, and you have another guy who's in charge of things who has to think short-term here. I think there is going to be a natural disagreement from time to time.
Yeah, those things will occur, but the most important thing is that you are on the same page, because what we've seen in the past destroy this organization in the locker room is the factionalism, where guys start picking sides and guys start setting their own agendas and not operating in concert with the head coach or the GM or players likewise. And those type of things will never ever put you in a position of success. So you have to stay on the same page, and sometimes you have to sacrifice things, but also have a fair understanding. Okay, you may be long term in your approach, and my short term is obviously to win games on a week to week basis, and that's what I'm going to try to do. But at the end of the day, that has to be your message, even if you are on a long term prospect of looking at things. It has to be, how are we winning games today?
Yeah, you got to win a couple of games here. I know where the roster is, and I know where they want to go. You got to give yourself a little bit of an argument. You got to give yourself some confidence. Again, when you win a game, you establish a base. It calms people down. It establishes some confidence, and then it gives you a point where you could try to build as time goes on, because you can talk about some of the positives and some of the progress. If that's not done on the field, Gerard, there's always going to be problems with it. And that's honestly, that's what makes football so special and frustrating at the same time, is that, you know, you lose a baseball game during the regular season. Well, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, we'll play another, and then we'll play another at 7 o'clock the night after that. So you have a test every single day, and you can get better as time goes on. Football, you can work as hard as you want. You can be as smart as you want. You get one test a week, and if you don't pass in those 3 hours, there will be questions of you.
Right, and what makes it even more nauseating is the idea that you on a daily basis are putting 16 to 18 hours in as a coach, and maybe 10 to 12 as a player. And you have nothing to show for it at the end of the week. It makes you again start to question your existence and whether or not you're in the right field or doing what you should do. And that's the part that's so problematic and so hard to overcome, is to still maintain and stick with a process when you found that you've been losing, doing the things about, like what we always tell you to do, work hard, and you see no fruits from your labor.
Yeah, we did get a chance to get a couple of the clips from Sashi's meeting with the media today. The first one is how they're not planning to make any changes because of adversity.
Growth and development of a roster is not going to happen in this league overnight. And I think you've seen more than one team try that unsuccessfully. We're committed, as I told you from day one, we're not going to stray just because we have some challenges early on or face some adversity early on. We are committed. We're seeing the young guys get on the field and play. And so in our progression, we're going to stick to our plan and stay developing our young guys.
And that's an excellent point. And the truth of the matter is, no one wants to hear this, but sometimes going through adversity is the best thing for you. It builds the character. It builds the toughness. It gives you something to fall back on. It puts you in a situation, because most people think that it's about the easy road and having instant success. But when you're trying to do a rebuild, you want people that are hardened. You want people who have gone through the fire, but more importantly, have come through it. Yes, with scars and a little bit scathed, but at the same time, you fall back on those things. That creates toughness. And so many times, especially in our society, which is so interesting to me, Ken, is that we think it should be easy. No, you want it to be tough. You want it to be a road that's hard to travel, because at the end of the day, you want to walk down that road and say, you know what? It takes a special individual to overcome adversity.
Well, you're also going to want people who don't want to go back there.
Yeah,
and on
top of that.
And know what it's like to be
and
there.
Do whatever and whatever possible
yes,
not to
and,
go
and
back
will
there.
Will be desperate to not go back there. That's what you want. You want talented, and you want desperate players who are willing to put in with each other. And that's one of the things that simply this team still has yet to learn.
Right.
Is that there has to be, you can talk about selflessness, and I know that you mean to be selfless. But when you're not winning, it's easy to talk about those things. When you put that stuff together, it will show, because you will get over some of these teams that are packing it in and thinking about self-preservation.
And when you said desperation and being desperate, that's the key part to it all. You have to go out there and play like you're desperate, like the end of the world is on the front of your door, and you want to do whatever you possibly can to prevent it from walking on in. And we didn't see that last week, and that was one of the problems and issues. And that's one of the things, I don't care if you're young or old, you have to maintain that high level of desperation, especially in a state in which you've known nothing but losing.
Another question that Sashi answered was about the wide receiver room and if he wished he would have done a little bit more to help it.
Our wide receivers can play better, and I think they will. We're not going to overreact too much early. We were active around cutdown period in that unit. Brought Kenny in, obviously, in the offseason, and then Corey, you know, broke his hand. None of those are excuses. You know, at the end of the day, no one's going to wait for us to get healthy. No one's going to wait for us to be consistent in our performance. That group will get better. I think you've seen some guys have some performances that raise some eyebrows in a positive direction. We need that consistency from that group, and it'll come.
Well, that's the key part. It has to be consistent, and it has to be desperate, and you can combine those two, then you will get some production. At the same time, though, too, you can't make excuses for the mistakes, and you can't throw it all on Sashi as well, because he's not the one jumping off sides. He's not the one dropping the football thrown his way, and there's no excuse for a professional athlete in the National Football League when the ball hits his hands to drop it. You can't blame that other than say, well, you're the one who brought the guy here, but you have to make those plays because that's routine. Anyone should be able to do those things, and that's the issue right now that I don't quite get is why are we not doing the routine well?
Well, you're told long ago that you can run it or you can throw it, and there's been questions about not running it as much. Sashi Brown answered those.
We still want to be able to line up and run against teams, even if they are stacking against us, and we'll come out with a good game plan this week. I think you'll see the run game has had some bright spots and will continue to as we move forward. I do think the circumstances, more than anything, have dictated the fact that we've passed the ball probably more than we want to.
Gerard?
And I could agree with that, because when you're down by 14 points in a situation, what are you going to do? Are you going to run or are you going to pass? And when you're down by 21, obviously what you're going to do is you're going to pass, and the defense knows that. And if the defense knows what you're going to do, guess what? It takes the coordination really out the game. It becomes really simple to defend you as a defender. But the other part of that is this. Football is a game of breaking down people's will. And there is nothing worse for defense when you know that they're going to run a football, and they're still able to do that. Because that's one thing to pass on me. Mm-hmm. That doesn't hurt my feelings. But when you run on me, because that's the physical part of the game, when you get into breaking the will, that you can break an opponent down. So when you're able to do that, when they know that you're going to do that, that's something powerful. That's how you take that next step of being a real, true, hard-nosed football team.
You'll take a team's soul by running the ball down their throat. You absolutely know that. The final one he was asked was about him and Hugh, him being Sashi Brown, and Hugh being committed to turning the season around.
While we're disappointed primarily for our fans about the results so far through the first 20 games of our tenure here, we're committed to turning this thing around, and we're not shying away from what our record is. At the same time, we're determined and resilient about where we're headed, and we do see some of the progress being made on the field. It's not good enough yet. We're not satisfied by any stretch, but both Hugh and I are really realistic about where we were and where we are and where we're going.
Yeah, that's Sashi Brown being as blunt as he possibly can, knowing that things will have to change here, and they're obviously working to get those changed as soon as possible. Jack, the official entertainment partner of the Cleveland Browns, at Jack, you earn points 15 times faster than anywhere else in town. Make sure you play today. Coming up next, I'll sit down with Browns wide receiver Ricardo Lewis. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Cooler weather means now is the time to try Joby's. Joe just wants you to feel better this season, not get sick so much. All-natural bee pollen can work for you. I don't know if it will. It does work for me, and I love it. I really need to winterize and get my immune system boosted with all-natural bee pollen. Chock full of nutrients, 7-month supply, $99, and the shipping's free. Plus, money-back guarantee. Call 877-300-5632, 877-300-5632, and winterize with Joby's.
Minutemen HR and Staffing, Cleveland-based and family-owned, and they have been for 50 years. And in that time, Minutemen has put hundreds of thousands of people to work at companies throughout the Midwest. Minutemen is now looking to fill some immediate openings right here in Cleveland on the west side. The number to call, 216-688-9675. That's 216-688-9675. Both long- and short-term positions available at this Lorraine Avenue business. Call Minutemen for an immediate interview or visit MinutemenInc.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
This is Charles Osgood. There are a lot of complicated things in life. Rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency.
In North Industry, call the Hollinger Yeo Insurance Agency at 330-484-2506.
We've all experienced it. The aggressive salesperson intent on closing a sale, pressuring you to sign on the dotted line, trying to convince you that you've made the best possible deal, when in reality, you have not yet made up your mind. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory, where we never close a sale. We let our customers do that themselves. We encourage our customers to take their time to try every mattress in our showroom until they find the one that suits them best. We don't hover over you, but we're nearby to answer your questions and help out. When you have found the mattress that you want, we don't pressure. It's just not our style. We simply ask, do you have any questions? We let our customers decide when they are ready to buy. It takes all the tension and anxiety out of buying a mattress, which is one of the most important purchases you can make. And we save you hundreds of dollars over the national brands. So experience more than just a mattress store. Experience an original. Check us out at originalmattress.com.
History happens here. Rally together. ESPN Cleveland.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry.
Browns and Jets coming up on Sunday. We'll preview the Jets coming up next, but joining us right now in the Dog Bowl, our second-year wide receiver with the Cleveland Browns, Ricardo Lewis, joins us on the show. Ricardo, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right, got to get the tough questions out of the way first, Ricardo. How frustrating is it when you're part of a wide receiver group that has been looked at as lacking so far in 2017?
It's tough. You know, we work hard. We try to do the best we can to come out and get ready to play and help the team win. But, you know, the things that's going on in the games, that just means that we have to work a little bit harder and, you know, focus on the details and, you know, get all those right.
Ricardo Lewis joining us on the show. How do the meetings go in the wide receiver room within your group?
Well, you know, we preview the game plan. We go over the certain plays that we know we have to really focus on that are new particularly. And then we just focus on what we need to work on that day. We look at the defensive backs that we'll be facing. We come up with a plan of what we can do to defeat them. And individually, you know, we take our notes on what we can do individually to help ourselves to be in the right position to beat whoever we got to go against. I mean, the Jets have a great DB, so we have a tough task in front of us.
Is it sometimes maybe a little bit tough because you guys are so young, you can be very unpredictable, and obviously a 21-year-old rookie quarterback can be unpredictable as well?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's always talking about how young we are, and the experience plays a factor in it. And, you know, I just think we just need to play more and develop a better relationship as a group.
Buster Screen, Mo Claiborne, cornerbacks for the Jets. One was a former Brown, obviously. Mm-hmm. You said that they're a very good group. What makes the Jets secondary so formidable?
You know, well, the two DBs you just mentioned, they have experience. You know, they have two rookie safeties who we're going to try to take advantage of. But just overall, they're a good unit. You know, on third down, they do a very good job of getting the offense off the field. So that means, you know, on third down, the quarterbacks are pretty much looking to the receiver to make plays. And, you know, for us, we just have to get open and make the plays.
Ricardo Lewis joining us on the show. It's a 1 o'clock game. Do you like playing indoors or outdoors better?
I like playing outdoors.
Even with the sun? Because it's still probably going to be a sunny day on Sunday.
Yeah, you got to love playing outside in great weather with the sun out. I mean, there's no better weather to play in.
What's the worst, when you're going for one of the deep balls or something, what's the worst thing that can happen? Is it the sun? Is it a roof in a stadium if you're playing indoors? What is it?
Just tracking the ball and trying to figure out where it's at. If it's in the sun, like you said, if it's in the sun, it's going to be tough to catch the ball if you lose it in the sun. But I mean, it really doesn't make a difference. You know, once you practice it, you know, you work on it all the time, and when plays come, you just have to make them. And if you don't make them, then you go to the next play.
What's your favorite route?
I like to get a lot of separation on my route, so I will say the comeback, any kind of dig, curl, anything that, you know, I can break down and separate from the DB.
What's the toughest type of is it man, is it zone? Sometimes maybe you run into trouble. What's the toughest one you have to deal with?
None of them are tough to me, really. I love when they press and play man because that gave me a chance to work them and show now I can win. And even when I'm not getting the ball on run plays, I just to demonstrate, you know, my ability to separate and get open. And also, that allows me to see how the DB's going to be playing me throughout the game when I have to work a release on a run play.
How much hand fighting do you have to do to try to find some separation?
You know, that's the one thing you don't really want to do when you want to get separation. You know, off the line, you get one chance to get his hand off you.
Yeah.
And when you run down the field, you don't want to keep fighting with him because that slows you down. So, you know, you got one shot to get his hand off you, get the hand off you, you keep running, and made the play.
Do you work on the refs for PI later on in the game or as the game goes on?
Do I work on them?
Yeah.
Do
you at least state your case to the judge, I should say?
Yeah, if I feel like, you know, they're grabbing too much and it's not being fair, now I'll say something to them. But, you know, they have a job to do, so.
As far as offensive PI, they've been calling it a lot more. There was four against Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that that's something that has been, and I know you can't say too much about the refs, obviously, I'm not trying to get you fined.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that that's something that's kind of gone up for whatever reason this year, and then why?
I just think, you know, they watch film just like we watch film, and it's just been something that's been on their focus. We have some plays where, you know, it may seem like we're offensive pass interference, but it is what it is, man. They, you know, they watch the film and they come up with, you know, ways to make the game more fair. But, I mean, it is what it is. I don't know.
They can't see you rolling your eyes. I can see you rolling your eyes right there.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know, it's in the past, you know, so we just got to do a better job of, you know, making it not seem so obvious or whatever the case may be.
Is a flag on a pick play the most annoying call that you will find in the NFL?
Because
it seems like everybody does it.
Yeah.
And they only call it at the most inopportune times.
Yeah, because they look for it. They look for it, especially when the team does it a lot. They're like, okay, so this team likes to do this, so we're going to look for it. And
why do some teams seem to get away with pick plays and other teams don't?
I don't know. The refs, they come in with a certain focus, I feel like. So, you know, like, you know, if I'm a receiver and I'm running a route and I use my hands to push the DB off me to get open all the time, which is, you know, you can't really do that at the top of the route.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm feeling like, okay, so this receiver likes to do that. So they're going to watch me on certain plays and be like, all right, if it's blatantly, I can see him, you know, extending his arm, then they're going to call it. They're going to look for it and they're going to call it because, you know, they've been waiting for it and been watching it on film.
Ricardo Lewis joining us on the show. You've been paying attention to Auburn this year?
Yeah, I have. They
looking good.
They got a great win against Mississippi State last week.
How crazy is that fan base down there? Because it wasn't looking good for that head coach for a moment. I'm thinking, you can't keep switching out coaches every other year, okay? You got to let a guy kind of work on his class and let him kind of get his recruits in there. So you've been paying attention. You think do you think that they would have a shot on the Iron Bowl this year?
I think, you know, they got a good win versus Mississippi State. I think once they get, you know, the ball rolling.
The breaks off Mississippi State.
Yeah, they get the ball rolling and keep the momentum that they have going, I think they have a great shot.
Do they wear ties at Auburn, the students?
Ties?
Yeah, the shirt and tie combo. Is that what the students do over
sometimes
there?
Sometimes.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. I didn't really never have to do it, but.
Why is it in the South? Like, when I was at college, I went to college in Northeast Ohio. Like, it's like, whatever. Hoodies. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll never wear sweatpants in public, but that's a personal thing. There, it seems that you have to dress up for class. Is that true?
Nah, you don't have to, but I think it's just a certain style that they like to, you know, come with.
Mm. Ricardo Lewis joining us on the show. What's the best thing about playing in the SEC?
The best thing about playing in the SEC is the competition.
Yeah.
You get the best of the best. I mean, in the SEC, it's all about toughness. So you got to come out there and be tough. You gotta face the tough teams, and you gotta be a tough team to beat the tough team. So, as far as the competition goes, you gotta bring it every week, just like the NFL.
What was the best road atmosphere?
Let's see. I would say Mississippi State.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they have those cowbells, man, and they be ringing the cowbells like crazy. And the best part about that is when you get a chance to shut them up.
I never liked the cowbells. They do that at high school football games. And leave that in high school.
Yeah, they nonstop with it.
Yeah, like when I was watching Monday night, I saw Kansas City, and all of a sudden they're doing the war chant, the FSU war. I go, leave that at Florida State. That isn't your job to do that. Okay, what's the best thing about playing in the AFC North then?
I would say the same thing. You get the best of the best. I mean, you got, three of the best teams, two of the best teams, I would say, in the division. You got the Baltimore Ravens, you got the Steelers, and you get a chance to beat those teams, then you know you're doing something good. And that's our goal, is to be the best in the division. So we beat those guys, then we know we got something good going.
What's the main thing the wide receivers have to focus on to get yourselves a win against the Jets?
Details. Focus on the details of the game plan. That's it. That's the main thing for us, and we just got to have fun. As a team, as a group, I think we should just go out there and have fun because we work hard. We do all the right things in practice, and we take coaching well. And I just feel like we go out there and have fun, have confidence in what we've been doing and the hard work we put in, we'll be just fine.
You feel maybe sometimes, because you guys are so young, most of you, do you feel you put a little bit too much pressure on yourselves?
I don't really feel pressure, because I don't know about – I can't speak for everybody else because, pressure busts pipe. So I think that, since we're a young team, there's a lot of things that we haven't experienced yet. So there's a lot of things that happens that we – may not have expected to be happening. So I think you can't teach experience. So the pressure part of it, I don't really see it. Personally for me, I don't, because, I put the work in. Mm-hmm. I have confidence in myself and confidence in what we're doing. And, like I said, I just think that we just got to go out there and have fun.
Ricardo, thank you very much for the time. Good luck on Sunday, buddy.
Thank you.
Ricardo Lewis joining us on the show. We'll take a break, and when we come back, Gerard and I will preview the Jets coming up on Sunday. It's Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry. It is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Want to be in the know? Tune in to the Hugh Jackson Show, presented by State Farm, every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
We got to do the things that help you win. We got to eliminate the penalties. When we're down there, we got to finish drive. We got to catch the ball better.
Watch Nathan Segura and Coach Jackson break down plays from the previous week and look ahead to the Sunday matchup. Also, see Dustin Fox and Matt Wilhelm's exclusive interviews with Sunday's playmakers.
Got to make those plays. I mean, that's what pro teams do. You got to get better at it.
The Hugh Jackson Show, every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
Why do you want to go to college? To become something more? To find your line and go beyond it? To make someone's life better? To start on a path to a productive career? That's why the University of Findlay is here. Since 1882, a community of passionate learners, inspiring the best in each other. Learn more at findlay.edu.
Every legend starts somewhere. Your legend starts with FanDuel. On FanDuel, there's a fantasy football contest for every fan. Enter for as little as $1 or play for a share of $1 million. And building your team is simple. Pick any player you want, just stay under the salary cap. Start your legend today and try FanDuel for free with no deposit required. To claim your free contest and play for a share of $10,000, go to FanDuel.com and use promo code BARK. That's FanDuel.com, code BARK. Void where prohibited.
Do you hear that, fans? That's the sound of a game-winning play in the making. This season, DiGiorno has two star players joining its lineup. The new Crispy Pan Pizza goes deep, baking its very own pan for a crispy, caramelized crust. And our new pizza buns are stuffed with pizza fillings to sack your snacking hunger. Add these stars to your roster and enjoy straight from your oven at home. You and your fellow fans can share fresh-baked taste that will score big every game. So what are you waiting for? Rise to the occasion with DiGiorno.
Are you suffering from a runny nose, sore throat, aches and pains from cough, cold, or flu? Make Discount Drug Mart your one-stop shop for all remedies. Drug Mart has the national brands including NyQuil, Robitussin, Cold-EZ, Mucinex, Theraflu, and Coracetin, along with Discount Drug Mart quality brand products, all at everyday low prices. Drug Mart is open New Year's Day, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Discount Drug Mart saves you the cough, cold, and flu runaround.
How beautiful is Cree LED lighting? Crisp. Brilliant. As gorgeous as the timbre of my voice. My voluptuous voice. Feel it filling your ears, giving shape and sweet meaning to the ordinary. You can't buy my voice, but you can buy Cree LED lighting. Cree, light a better way. Learn more at Cree.com.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry.
Well, let me ask you this. How does a brand new car sound right before the holidays? Well, visit Jack Racino every Friday and Saturday in October, and you could drive off into the sunset in a Lincoln MKX during Jack's $2 million wheeling deal. Guests may win up to $10,000 on Saturday, October 28th. The grand prize winner could turn that $10,000 case into a new car. I feel like Johnny Gilbert. Your two-day cash winnings. Sorry, Johnny Gilbert's a very well-to-do pitch man and a man who does the announcing on the Jeopardy show, which you don't know about, Gerard. You looked at me like I had lobsters crawling out of my ears. That's fine.
I appreciate your enthusiasm.
Well, the man is a very nice old man, from what I know. Very, very nice. All right, you ready to preview the Jets?
Let's do it.
Get to some Gerard knows about it, so I'll just stop embarrassing myself. All right, first one, what's the biggest difference between the Jets rebuild and the Browns rebuild?
Well, a couple of things that stand out. One is you went with a veteran quarterback, and when I say veteran, I mean veteran, because Josh has been in the league for a long time. And then also, when you look at the roster, you notice that the Jets have sprinkled in youth with veterans that have been playing in the league at least 6 or 7 years, and some guys up in the 8, 9, 10-year range as well.
They tried to keep a couple of those guys. Yes. They really did. And I didn't think when some people said, well, they tore it down to the studs. I said, well,
no, they didn't.
I don't think they did. James Carpenter's been around for a while. Okay, Calvin Beecham's been around for a while.
Buster Screen.
Brian Winters is part of their rebuild there. Buster Screen's there. Jermaine Kearse has been. They got veterans on this team.
Right.
Veterans that have been around for a long time. Obviously, Mo Wilkerson and Leonard Williams, they went around for the rebuild, obviously, there. And you got DeMario Davis. Darren Lee has come on strong as of recent. Mm-hmm. So they have some guys there that they really want to play. Mo Claiborne is still a part of that defense, or just coming over from the Cowboys is a part of that defense. So you got some guys there that are okay. You got some guys there, obviously, that are probably going to be replaced as time goes on. You know, there's another part of it, too, and there is a feeling to it. And this does have to go with how fans feel in the NFL, is that we've gotten used to, and I forget, we were talking college football earlier this week, Gerard, and you don't get Joe Tiller after his passing away at Purdue. He had time to implement an offense.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying you don't really have time to implement anything anymore, not in college football and in the pros. So you don't get a whole lot of time there, and it does feel that, and I don't agree with it, that Todd Bowles is going to be made into a sacrificial lamb at the end of the year, where if they thought they were only going to win 2 or 3 football games, that the fans would get their sacrificial lamb, they'd feel better, and have themselves a new coach and a new quarterback, because you have a guy who's an elder statesman in Josh McCown. Now they are 2-2. I think they're playing for Todd Bowles, those players in there, so you're going to have to look out for him come Sunday.
Oh, you certainly will, and I hope the Jets make a mistake, because obviously it's Browns-centric, and I'm supporting the Browns, but I think they make a serious mistake. Because when you consider the expectations that were for the Jets were extremely low, and those guys are out there competing for Todd Bowles. And that's the job of the head coach, to get guys to a point in state to where they're competing, and you get that in energy and effort that I talk about. So when you see that a head coach has a guy's ears, hearts, minds, and souls, and they're going out there and laying on the line for him, you don't get rid of that. Now, obviously, it's early on the first quarter of the season, but they're 2-2, and that's great expectations. I know we would take it.
How has Josh McCown been able to sustain his career now in his 15th season?
Well, obviously he takes care of himself, but the other part of it, too, is just that he, and we hear that description and people shudder when you said, he's a good person. He's a team player. He's the type of guy you want on your football team, being in a backup role, and you trust him to do the things necessary to entrust him as a captain and a starter on your football team, too, because he's true to what he represents. So that's how he has longevity, because he doesn't cause problems. He's an asset. Now, the winning has not been there, but guess what? When you're a good person, people look beyond those things as far as what really matters, which is winning.
He is one of the finest individuals we've ever had the pleasure of talking to, and I do mean that sincerely. And I wish Josh well, not on Sunday, but I certainly wish Josh well personally. I think he's also obsessed. I think he's obsessed with the game. He is not going to be a part of football teams this long in his career that is going to be a championship-level football team. That's not what he's there for. He's there to either serve as a mentor or serve to hold things down. And he's obsessed with the game. And I think he's obsessed with competition and trying to prove people wrong. He does that within himself. And again, he is just flat out a good guy. And teams like that around. You know, you don't have to worry about Josh getting upset. You are always going to get a professional effort and a real professional effort there. Fact or fiction, the Jets' future quarterback is on their current roster.
I'm going to say fiction because I'm looking at Christian Hackenberg, and I'm saying to myself, he's not the future of this team, because if he was, they'd probably try and sprinkle him in more so.
I don't know what happened there. I mean, when he first stepped on the scene at Penn State, now I know he had a bad offensive line a couple of years there, but when he first stepped on the scene at Penn State, he threw ropes. I mean, ropes. Dustin Fox's brother, Derek Fox, used to pump him up the entire time. You guys got to watch this, and he'd show tapes. And it was just rope after rope in practice, and then he went out there and he had that good season, and things fell apart for him, and he hasn't really been able to get it back. Real quick, is there anyone on the Jets' offense you truly fear?
Well, I said this running back by committee. They're doing a pretty good job, so you got to be impressed with these guys are doing. I always like what Bilal Powell represents.
He'll always pour it.
Yeah, he'll bring it.
He
so
will always
I appreciate
pour it.
What he's able and capable of doing.
I'll give you that. Hey, you want to see the Browns take on the Chargers? Well, December 3rd, Allstate sending two lucky fans to L.A. to see the game, Danner. Find a participating Allstate agent at clevelandbrowns.com/Allstate. No quota purchase necessary. See website for official rules. It ends November 9th, 2017. When we come back, we'll put the finishing touches on this one in the preview of the Jets game, and then we'll get you ready for the Hugh Jackson Show coming up on Thursday night. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Hi gang, Riz here for Universal Windows Direct. Right now, buy one, get one free and zero financing 36 months, plus get free installation. Do what I did. Lower your energy bills with custom-made replacement windows from the best. Universal Windows Direct. Take advantage of zero financing, 36 months, and one free window for every window you buy. Call to schedule your free in-home estimate, 216-518-8900 or universalwindowsdirect.com. You'll be saying like me, I love my windows.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Time Warner Cable Business Class is now Spectrum Business. And at Spectrum Business, the best keeps getting better. What does that mean for you? It means your business gets faster internet, more advanced voice, and over 99.9% network reliability. It also means no added taxes or fees, and no contracts, ever. Because at Spectrum Business, we believe in earning your business every day. Just call 866-928-4330 to get our new, faster internet speeds, up to 100 megabits per second. Now for only $44.99 a month, and that's not all. You can also add advanced business voice with unlimited long distance and over 30 calling features for just $29.99 a month. It's all part of our commitment to redefining what a cable company can be. Call 866-928-4330 today and switch to Spectrum Business to get new, faster internet and advanced voice for our best price ever. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you're thinking about popping the question, you know what question I'm talking about. You deserve a jeweler that's going to offer you a special, unique experience and a place where they'll simplify the whole process. Go to the relaxed, comfortable atmosphere where everything is simple and where she and you are going to feel special at Bookman & Son Fine Jewelry. It's a unique mom-and-pop jeweler. They'll narrow you down from 1,000 engagement rings when you walk in the door to one in a fit like 15 or 20 minutes. Like, this does not have to be an hours-long process where you're gazing at hundreds of diamonds in the light and trying to pick out which one you want to go with. Josh will ask you about the style of your soon-to-be fiancé. What does she wear when she goes out? Where does she work? What does she like to do? And he'll narrow it down to the perfect ring and help make that experience one of the most special nights of your life. BookmanandSon.com, 8803 Brecksville Road, couple minutes away from 77 and 82. Go online, BookmanandSon.com.
History happens here. Rally together. ESPN Cleveland.
Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry.
Well, Watershed Distillery's been making honest Midwest spirits right here in Ohio since 2010. Owners David and Greg quit their jobs, swapped out their suits for jeans and t-shirts, and started distilling. Their bourbon and other local spirits have that same attitude. Watershed Bourbon, now available at liquor stores throughout Cleveland. Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry. Gerard, let's tell each other what we're planning to look for in this game coming up on Sunday, presented by Jack, the official entertainment partner of the Cleveland Browns. Gerard, go ahead, buddy.
What I'm looking for is four quarters, if needed more, of energy and effort and precision, in that you're not making the same mistakes that you made weeks prior, and you go out there and give a full-fledged effort for four quarters, and if things go awry and don't go the way you want to go, you still go out there and play with a high-level energy and no quit, no say die type of mentality and attitude. That's what I want to see. I normally talk about complimentary football, yeah, but today I just want to simply see energy and effort.
Well, that's exactly what it's going to take to get you over. That's just what it is. You lack depth on this football team. We knew that going into this season. I think some people were excited about what they saw in the starting lineup, but you need some depth as guys have gone down. It's been no more glaring than with Myles Garrett going down. You've had very little pass rush. I think it's put a lot on your secondary. Your front seven hasn't been bad, I'll tell you that, but it's put a lot of pressure on your secondary. You've been getting beaten to the spot a couple of times on the defensive side of the secondary because of that. So with Myles Garrett coming back, hopefully that'll be better. But you're going to win football games. The best chance you're going to have to win football games is your quarterback growing, obviously, to that level, because people do want to see that. But you also are going to have to just win on grit and effort and be able to give that type of effort, not just the professional effort, like you say, but the effort to go out there and beat some teams and be able to get them that way. Deshaun, I think real quick what I want to see is, again, getting rid of the football quicker, going through the progression a little bit quicker, and then not being afraid to go underneath a little bit. I know we always hate the checkdowns, Gerard, but that's one of the things he's going to have to do to be a starting quarterback.
Right,
in
this league. Nothing's wrong with checkdown when it's a positive play. Now, when you start doing checkdowns because you're scared to make a bigger play, then that becomes an issue and a problem, and we have not seen that.
Yeah, there might be a time where I don't think he's nervous, but there is an awful lot of thinking going on, so that's one of the things that he's going to have to just have come natural to him. And the only thing that's going to make it come natural to him is more experience. And the next chance he gets to have more experience is coming up on Sunday. We'll get you set for Sunday starting at 9 a.m. with Browns game day. Of course, we have the Hugh Jackson Show coming up on Thursday night at 7 p.m. with Nathan Zagura and I. 9 a.m. Browns game day comes at you. 10 a.m., Gerard Cherry will join us. Matt Wilhelm gets us started at 9, and then Gerard Cherry joins us. And then at 11 a.m., the Cleveland Browns kickoff show. At 1 p.m., kickoff between the Jets and your Cleveland Browns with Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, and Nathan Zagura live from First Energy Stadium. Our thanks, as always, to our producer, Meredith Kane, and our very great executive producer, Jason Gibbs. For Gerard Cherry, I'm Ken Carmen. Thank you for listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show all across the University Hospitals, Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Danny Boy's has something for everyone, from pizza to pesto, fresh salads, hundreds of pasta combinations, and did we say pizza? Thin crust, thick crust, Chicago pizza, New York pizza, and the one-of-a-kind Clevelander pizza. And don't forget unique subs, appetizers, barbecue ribs, and woogie melts. As Frank and the boys always say, variety is the spice of life. Check out Danny Boy's in Rocky River, Canton, Chesterland, Broadview Heights, Sandusky, Talmadge, and North Olmsted. Full menu and money-saving coupons at DannyBoysPizza.com.
Want to be in the know? Tune in to the Hugh Jackson Show, presented by State Farm, every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
We got to do the things that help you win. We got to eliminate the penalties. When we're down there, we got to finish drive. We got to catch the ball better.
Watch Nathan Zagura and Coach Jackson break down plays from the previous week and look ahead to the Sunday matchup. Also, see Dustin Fox and Matt Wilhelm's exclusive interviews with Sunday's playmakers.
Got to make those plays. I mean, that's what pro teams do. You got to get better at it.
The Hugh Jackson Show, every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
Sundays at 11 a.m.
Hey, what's up? It's Hammer for Northeast Factory Direct. Don't waste your time and money at some fancy retail store. You don't need to pay for their lighting and displays. You just want the furniture. I know you're thinking, sure, it's half off because it's damaged, floor models, factory seconds. Nope. You pick out what you want at the warehouse. Low-pressure sales staff walks you through all your options. Then your brand-new furniture shipped to Northeast and then delivered to your home. It's simple. It's fast. It's efficient. Go to Northeast Factory Direct, West 140th Street in Cleveland, or online at northeastfactorydirect.com.
Minutemen HR and Staffing, Cleveland-based and family-owned, and they have been for 50 years. And in that time, Minutemen has put hundreds of thousands of people to work at companies throughout the Midwest. Minutemen is now looking to fill some immediate openings right here in Cleveland on the west side. The number to call, 216-688-9675. That's 216-688-9675. Both long and short-term positions available at this Lorain Avenue business. Call Minutemen for an immediate interview or visit Minutemen Inc.
Last year was harder than we thought, okay? None of us are exactly sure what will happen this year. I know we'll be a better team. So I think 2018, and I'm not hedging my bets, 2018, 2019, you should see a substantially better football team. I just think we're fortunate to have Hugh as a coach. I think he's established a great rapport here with community. I hope he'll be our head coach for a long time.
Thanks for listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com. Emmett Golden and Gerard Cherry, weekdays at 3 on your home for Cleveland Browns football. ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland. The worldwide leader lives in Cleveland. This is ESPN.